From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Gwen Hogan and Bridget Bergen report in The Gothamist that the state assembly issued its report investigating wrongdoing by former Governor Andrew Cuomo on November 22nd. The report says Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women, used public resources for his own benefit while writing his book, and misled the public about the deaths of nursing home residents from COVID-19. The report says state employees claimed to have volunteered their time for Cuomo's book, but devoted many hours during work days to the project that netted Cuomo millions of dollars. Investigators from the law firm Davis Polk and Wardwell LLP said Cuomo's office ignored most of their subpoenas for documentation and attempted to disrupt certain aspects of the probe. The report said, and I quote, "They refused to comply in any meaningful way with the committee's request and subpoenas despite public pledges of his cooperation on numerous occasions," end quote. Richard Azzopardi, Cuomo's campaign spokesperson, called the report, and I quote, "hypocritical, revisionist," end quote, and said it was politically motivated. As a party said, and I quote, "any report that uses the Attorney General's politically biased investigation as a basis is going to be equally flawed," end quote. He added, and I quote, "the truth will come out," end quote. Read more about this story in The Gothamist. Natasha Von Holdridge is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Columbia County officials are considering making the Office of Energy Management an independent department. It is currently a part of the Columbia County Sheriff's Office. The proposed shift has some county Democrats concerned. Columbia County Democratic Committee Chair Sam Hodge said, and I quote, "This is a proposal that hasn't been studied. And there's been no analysis done. There's been no discussion of a transition process, and we're in the middle of a global pandemic. We're in the middle of an emergency. So the lack of forethought I find really troubling," end quote. Hodge alleges the change was proposed now because incumbent Republican David Bartlett's re-election bid failed this month, according to Hodge. He said, and I quote, "their candidate lost the sheriff's race decisively, and now, out of nowhere, they want to cut $250,000 from the budget and take away important responsibilities from the sheriff's control," end quote. Columbia Board of Supervisors Chair Matt Murrell said the budget for emergency management is $139,000. He said, and I quote, "Mr. Hodge is saying $250,000 would be ripped out of the sheriff's department. It's actually $139,000, of which $65,000 is going to stay with the sheriff's department," end quote. Murrell said the board is talking about transferring $70,000 for the Energy Management Office. Murrell said, and I quote, "there's no defunding anything as the funds will continue to be used as already designated," end quote. The chair said all county-level emergency coordinators who are not part of emergency management, such as the fire coordinator, EMS coordinator, and 911 director, are in support of the change. Sheriff-elect Don Kraft said, and I quote, "at this point, if I had a say in as sheriff, I wouldn't want anything removed at this point," end quote. He then added, and I quote, "I'd like to review more data on this and make a data-driven decision and find out what the effects for the safety of this community are, what the effect on the budget is, how these assets are going to be allocated. There's a lot of things to be reviewed, and for it to happen this quickly, I don't think would be well thought out," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Porcupine Soup is reporting the Cairo-Durham Central School District has hired John Bergen as its Director of Facilities. He was appointed last month. Cairo-Durham Superintendent of Schools Michael Weatherby said, and I quote, "John comes to us with a wealth of experience in facilities management," end quote. Bergen worked previously as the Assistant Director of Facilities at Arlington Central School District in Dutchess County. He was also a property manager for multiple estates where he was responsible for maintenance and repairs. In his new job, Bergen will oversee the care, operation, and maintenance of district buildings and grounds, including heating, ventilation, air conditioning, sanitation, electrical and plumbing systems, and more. He will also manage maintenance and custodial personnel. Bergen is also responsible for ensuring compliance with state, local, and federal regulations. Bergen succeeded Kevin Lawton, who served as Cairo Durham's facilities director for more than 17 years before his retirement. Read the full story at Porcupine Soup. Chloe Callahan is reporting for the Times Union. The budget carrier Norse Atlantic Airways has filed paperwork to fly between Newburgh and Oslo starting in the summer of 2022, but those planes have not yet been approved. Norse Atlantic, with a leased fleet of 15 Boeing 787 Dreamliners, hopes to fill the gap left by Norwegian Air, which offered affordable nonstop flights between New York Stewart International Airport and Ireland before suspending that service in March of 2019. The new transatlantic budget airline applied this year to the Federal Aviation Administration for permission to fly from Stewart to Oslo, in addition to service between Oslo and Los Angeles and Fort Lauderdale. Norse Atlantic is also planning direct service between Oslo and Paris and London. The company announced its proposal on October 1st on Instagram, and 1 week ago, Norse Atlantic announced it would open its U.S. headquarters in Fort Lauderdale. CEO Bjorn Tor Larsen said in an August press release, and I quote, "We strongly believe that there is a need for a new and innovative airline serving the low-cost intercontinental market with modern, more environmental friendly and fuel-efficient aircraft as the world gradually reopens," end quote. When asked to comment on Norse Atlantic's plans to provide service out of Stewart, a spokesman for the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey said, and I quote, "We currently do not have any announcements or updates," end quote. The airline did not respond to direct request for comment. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.